She kept stealing glances at me during dinner. That soft smile, those shy eyes, that cute little stammer when I complimented her dress. I already knew what she wanted. She wanted me to notice. And I did. But not because she looked pretty. Because I saw the outline of her cock pressing against her panties when she squirmed in her seat.
By dessert, I leaned over the table and whispered,
"You've been trying not to get hard all night, haven't you, sweetheart?" She choked on her wine. So cute.
I brought her home. Slowly. Gently.
The door clicked shut behind her. And I locked it. Not with fear, but intent. I sat her down on the couch, knees together, hands folded. So polite, I crouched between her thighs and whispered right against her lips, "Show me your cock." She hesitated. I loved that, a trembling, the breath caught in her throat, that helpless urge to obey. When she pulled down her panties, I moaned. It was smaller than I expected. Soft. Leaking. Twitching like it already knew it didn't belong to her anymore.
I didn't touch her. Not yet.
I just sat beside her and said, "Stroke it. But don't come. And don't look away from me."
She obeyed.
Shaking, whimpering, her cock already slick with need. I reached over, grabbed her wrist mid-stroke, and leaned into her ear. "This cock, this isn't yours anymore. It's mine. You don't come without permission.
Every sound
you don't get to hide it. You're going to learn how to serve with it."
She sat there with her legs shaking, her cock still hard, still twitching, still dripping from that first ruined edge I stole from her.
I didn't let her rest. "Touch it again," I said softly, but slower this time. No stroking, just tease the tip. Circle it with your fingers. She whimpered. I didn't ask for a sound. Obey. She obeyed. That beautiful little cock throbbed with every featherlight touch. She was glassy-eyed now. Gone. Floating. I knelt in front of her, close enough for her to smell me. Not touching, just commanding. "That's it. Tease it. Make it hurt. I want you aching for permission. I want your cock to cry for me." She moaned. I slapped her thigh, hard enough to snap her back. "Do not moan unless I tell you. You don't even get your own pleasure sounds anymore." I let the silence burn between us. Then, edge again. She pumped, fast. Desperate, already close. So needy, her hips bucked on their own. I stared into her eyes and said it like gospel. "Stop." She choked, like the orgasm tried to escape on its own. But she stopped, just in time. "Good girl," I purred. "But you're not done. You're going to do this again. And again. 5 times. No coming. No whining." Her lip quivered. "Oh. You want to cry? Go ahead. Cry while you edge. Cry while you ruin your body for me. Because when I finally let you come, you're going to come like a broken, owned little pet." She nodded. So fucking beautiful. I stepped away, sat back in my chair, spread my legs,
and watched her, and the loop began. Hey, come closer. Closer than that. Right into my ear. I want you to feel me not just in your head, but moving around you. Keep your hands still. Listen to my voice. I'm going to make you ache, and I'm going to make you obey. I'm going to start on your left. Lean in. My lips are at the corner of your mouth, my breath hot. Feel my whisper press against your skin. I want you to imagine my hand wrapping around your cock.
Slow. Can I feel that heat?
Teasing. Don't move unless I tell you to.
So I can watch your hips twitch. Keep them still. I like watching you suffer like this. Wet.
Good boy.
Now when I move to your right, I want every stroke to be slow. My hand at the base. Thumb pressing the vein as I pull up and down. Don't rush. Let the tension build until your cock screams for a release you can't have.
Make you buck, even though you're not allowed.
I'm tasting you.
I take more. Half your length. Just enough to make you choke on it. Your hands are behind your back. You're not allowed to help. Gag if you need to. Hold it there.
Spill out.
Don't swallow yet.
I like it when you're messy for me.
I'm going to watch you squirm while I play with that spot behind your head. My fingers curl in your hair.
One hand on your balls.
Gentle enough to
squeezing.
Guide. Hard enough to remind you who's in charge.
My palm keeping the rhythm while my mouth works the tip. You want to come.
Say it good. Tell me.
I can see it in your hips. In the way you tremble
when I let you.
Say my name if you're begging.
That's right.
Mine. And you're going to prove it. I want 5 slow edges. No come. Followed by 1 nice messy reward if you do perfectly. Fail and you get nothing but my spit.
Edge 1. Slow. My hand at the base. Thumb dragging the ridge at the tip. Don't clench. Breathe. Hold that ache. It's delicious when you beg and can't finish.
She was a mess, eyes red from tears, cock swollen and trembling in her lap, thighs soaked in her own denied lust. She had edged for me 5 times, obeyed every cruel whisper. But I could see it. She wanted more. She wanted to serve. So I stood, turned around slowly.
and pulled a drawer open behind me. The sound of leather, buckles, the familiar weight of my strap-on in my hands. I didn't even look at her as I strapped it on. She knew better than to speak, but her breathing got faster. Her cock twitched. When I turned back to her, I was already smiling. You want to use that mouth now, don't you? She nodded. You think you've earned it? She hesitated. Smart girl. Get on your knees anyway. She slid off the couch and knelt in front of me, head bowed like the obedient little toy I was shaping her into. Open. Her lips parted. And I pushed the tip of my cock against her mouth. Not gently. This wasn't affection. This was ritual. She took it, inch by inch, eyes locked on mine. No moaning, no stroking, just worship. I grabbed the back of her head and slowly rocked into her throat. She gagged. Good. This isn't for your pleasure, I whispered. It's for your training, your obedience, your humiliation. She tried to speak, choked instead. I laughed. What's the matter, sweetheart? Your cock aching while you choke on mine. I haven't forgotten what you're hiding between your legs, but I want you to remember who you really belong to. I held her there, pressed my strap deep until her nose touched my skin, until she whimpered around it like a good little cum-starved fuck toy. Then I pulled back, slowly, let her breathe. You don't get to come tonight, I said. But I do want you to taste what it feels like to be used. I wiped her chin clean with my fingers, then smeared it across her lips. Now get back on the couch. Legs open, hands behind your back, and keep that cock hard while I use your throat again. Ah.